is firing, and it is...
I think you opened up a lot of eyes right now across the league, let everybody know that he's a football team, man. No, it's not over. We continue to play well together, man. Trust the man next to you, man. You see what can happen. Keep working hard, man. Hard work on three. 1, 2, 3. All right.
Welcome, everybody. I think I could talk about number five all day, all morning, all night, but I'm going to try to keep it brief and let some others talk because, you know, this is a very special moment for Eagles franchise today, and we're really honoring one of the greatest players in the history of the Eagles and certainly the greatest quarterback in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. Simply put, when all is said and done, this man, number five, Donovan McNabb, was a franchise-changing quarterback. And those words are not spoken very often. On the field, the numbers speak for themselves. He's the franchise leader in every major category: yards, completions, touchdowns, quarterback ratings, and most important wins. He led the team to 5 NFC East titles and 7 playoff appearances in his 11 years here, including 5 NFC Championship games and 1 Super Bowl. Donovan ranks among the all-time greats in the NFL in several statistical categories. He's one of 3 players in league history with over 35,000 passing yards and 3,000 rushing yards, joining only Hall of Famers John Elway and Fran Tarkenton. Tough? There's never been a player tougher. He didn't go around talking about how tough he was. But all of us remember that Arizona game was just one instance, breaking his ankle early in the game, coming back and throwing four touchdown passes. Just doesn't happen. I don't think a lot of people know one time he was Offensive Player of the Month in the NFL, and he's playing every single game on a painful sports hernia injury. Never one to complain and never one to talk about his injuries. He was a warrior. As a person, Donovan was somebody a lot of us worked with for thousands of days, an all-time great person, somebody who treated everybody in the building exactly the same, and I can't tell you how important that is for a sports franchise. When you have hierarchies of coaches and players, owners, interns, wherever you are in the ranking or sort of the hierarchy of any corporate structure, when you have one of your top field generals and leaders treat everyone the same, it exemplifies everything I know I believe in running an organization. He's got a beautiful wife and 4 amazing kids. He's done nothing but contribute so much time in the Philadelphia community through the Donovan McNabb Foundation, the American Diabetes Association. He was a constant presence here, and I think touched so many lives that way as well. Impeccable character. An amazing face of the franchise, and you know, you just couldn't be more proud. If you had an owner, I used to tell my fellow owners, I'm so lucky to have a quarterback and a leader that you could be so proud of every single day of the year. With all that said, I'd like to congratulate Donovan on his retirement from the NFL, and really can't wait till September 19th when on that night we're going to induct Donovan into the Eagles Hall of Fame and retire number 5 forever. you know, we don't retire numbers that often. Brian Dawkins, Donovan McNabb, these are players that have had a monumental impact on the franchise, and that's how we measure it. It's rare, it's happened, and it's wonderful. And Donovan richly deserves it. And his importance both within the Eagles and the sport as a whole will go down in history. The nine players, including Donovan, that have been retired, all franchise-changing impact players from Steve Van Buren, Reggie, Brian Dawkins, and now Donovan. I just can't say enough about number five. Donovan, congratulations. You've earned your mark in every way possible. We're all proud of you. And I want to turn it over to Brian Westbrook to say a few words. Thank you.
It's an honor to be here. It's been a long time, Five, and, you know, we've shared a lot of great memories, a lot of on-the-field memories, definitely a lot of off-the-field memories. You know, just like Mr. Lurie said, one of the best players that played the game. But my part here is definitely to let you guys know that one of the best friends around the game. I've known Donovan since me and Roxy were at Villanova when she was working. And he's been a great friend from that day when I was still in college, when some little kid at Villanova had no meaning to anyone. And Donovan was the same man that he is today. If I call him and needed him then, he'll answer the phone then. He still answers the phone now. And so, obviously, you did so many things throughout your career that are so meaningful to people. But the most important thing for me, and I think for so many other people, just like Mr. Lurie said, when you walk in this building, people enjoy having you around. I enjoyed being your friend, still enjoy being your friend. It's a meaningful moment today for me to celebrate your career. A big part of your career, a big part of my career is being able to play with you. And I appreciate that. And, you know, so many times there's a duo in sports. So many people play with another person. Jordan had Pippen. I had Donovan McNabb. And to be able to say that, it's a special thing for me. It's meaningful, and I just want to thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity and allowing me to share the football field with you.
Wow. You know, just not too long ago, I was up here having this same type of the thing going on, and it's just a blessing to see that this is now being done for Donovan. Because I just so happened to be a guy that was here in Philadelphia before Donovan got here. And I remember the time, I remember what those feelings felt like before Five got here. I remember those seasons, and many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And when he got here, how quickly this thing went on the upswing. And if you look at all the things that he was able to do, sometimes when I'm at the home now, I go and work out up in the gym, and I'll put in some of the old tapes. And I watch how we put it down. And I say we because Donovan was a huge part of that. Watching him hold the ball for 14 seconds and make plays when the play is broken down. But that's what we expected from him. Brian Westbrook was talking about how he is in the locker room, and he kept everything light for us. Joking around, keeping everything loose so that we can go out and play loose on the football field. But the thing that people don't understand is the type of leader that he truly is and what he brought to the football team. Because I knew when I stepped on the football field, I knew that I was going to get 110% from my quarterback. And he was going to get out and give everything that he could. Everything. You're talking about playing on different things. Donovan was not going to tell you guys what was hurting on him. That was not his character. He was just going to go out and perform and do it to the best of his ability. And for a guy to go out on the football field and play with that broken ankle, that's not everybody's character. That's not every football player has that in him to do. And that's what Donovan did, and he would do it again, even after that. So, Donovan, I just want to tell you, brother, it was a pleasure going to war with you. It was a pleasure going out and playing the game the way that we played it because we enjoyed doing it. And we did it at a high level for so long. For these past, the 2000s, if you want to call it the 2000s, I believe that we went out and put a product on the football field that the Philadelphia fans could be proud of, that they can own. Now, I know we didn't bring the ultimate, and that hurts us all. But at the end of the day, if you look at what we were able to accomplish with this man at the helm, because a lot of it had to do with what he did on the football field. And we a lot of times follow his lead as far as what he was doing. And we went as far as he took us every year because of what his determination showed us. So, Donovan, once again, brother, I appreciate it. I appreciate the way you played, the man that you are, and I thank you. And it's a pleasure for me to call you friend. I love you, brother. Thank you.
Special day. I'm not one for emotion, but it's pretty tough. First, let me start by thanking God for blessing me to achieve great things and surrounding me with a wonderful group of human beings. Secondly, I want to thank Jeffrey Lurie. Miss Larry, and the Eagles organization for this unbelievable honor. To be mentioned with the likes of Reggie White, Jerome Brown, Chuck Benderick, Tommy McDonald, Brian Dawkins, and all the others, players who have paved the way for me and for my former teammates and the current players. It's truly an honor not only to be the first pick of the draft in 1999, but to be your starter for 11 years. But most importantly, to be inducted into the Ring of Honors and to have my number retired. As a young man having dreams and becoming a professional athlete, never would I have thought this day would come true. Watching the likes of Michael Jordan and Walter Payton flourish in their given sports, I tried to model myself in the same preparation, motivation, determination, most importantly, the result on the field as well. But most importantly to me, in my heart, off the field. In order to become a champion and to go down as one of the best to ever do it, it would take more than expected. And I would never allow myself or allow anyone to tell me what I could and could not accomplish. Fortunately, I was blessed to have two of the greatest parents in the world who cared, who motivated me, who drove me, who challenged me, not only to be a great athlete, but to become a great role model. What you do on the field or on the court does not make you a great role model. It's the decisions that you make away from your place of business and when no one is looking. With those words instilled in me each and every opportune time, they knew it was going to be more of a challenge, and that's why I took it on and prepared myself for such. No matter what you decide to do in life, there's always someone out there watching every step you make. And that's why I want to stop right now and say thank you and I love you to my parents, Wilma and Sam McNabb. I want to also say thank you and I love you truly to my wife, Roxy, my four beautiful kids, Alexis, Soraya, Donovan Jr., and Devin James. You've always been there with me for the good and the bad times. I know it's been tough these last few years of my career, but you never allowed it to get in the way of what we set out to accomplish as a family and where we want to go. As we embark on this new journey, it will continue to bring us stronger and closer as a family and tighten the chain we started since 1994. I know at times you wanted to lash out at folks, but I appreciate your passion and your love and your strength. So I take this moment to say I love you. As for my teammates, it's hard to explain how to put in words how I truly feel. Being a man in this world, you have to choose your words wisely. But I'll take this time and tell you, all the ones of my former teammates who are here, as well as the current players, I appreciate everything about each and every one of you. This will not be possible without your effort, sacrifice, passion, or resolve. We all knew that weren't the easiest times, but I appreciate you putting things behind when it came down for us to put it on the line. I had the opportunity to play with some great players in my time here. Not only were they great athletes, but they were wonderful human beings. From the battles and team drills, to the trash talking in one-on-ones, to the arguing on 7-on-7, I felt like it made us closer as a unit and also as a team. If there was any jealousy, dislike, disagreements, whatever we feel, we formed like Voltron when the time was called. This day is a special day for me because it's not for me doing anything out of the ordinary, but for the great players I stepped on the field with and gave me the opportunity to do my job. When you line up behind the line with the names of Hank Honey Bun Fravey, Jamal Bubbles Jackson, Todd the Pretty Boy Harriman, Max Gene Giles, Sean Andrews, Trey, Nobody Will Get Around Me Thomas, and Jason Franchise Peace, John Congressman Runyon, and I did say Congressman, it makes my job easier. Also, I want to thank the wide receivers and tight ends. You know, they made plays not only in the passing game, but in the run game as well. To my running backs, fullbacks, Deuce, B. West, Buck, McCoy, Richie, and Weave, thank you for everything that you've done. Won't go unnoticed. Last but not least, I want to thank Big Red, who probably is in camp right now, but for taking a chance and sticking with me in 99. 11 great years. We'll forever be linked together. But that's one of the things I can honestly say, I love it. We made history, big fella. Again, to everyone that's here, everybody that's watching, to all the fans, I truly love you. I gave everything I had. When I stepped out on that field, never complained. When you seen Five, you knew Five was going to give you what he got. To all you current players that are playing now, play with passion. Play with heart. Trust the man next to you. Understand he's going to give you what he got. I was a true competitor. It didn't matter if we was on the field or in the weight room, in the classroom, or we was in the cafeteria. I'm going to outdo you. And if you outdid me, I wasn't going to tell you because I was going to find the time to outdo you. If you want to accomplish great things in life, you write goals down. You don't have to share it with anybody. When you write your goals down to achieve those goals. those are some that stay in the heart. One thing I learned from a historic man who's no longer with us, never take anything for granted. Because when it's all said and done and you lay the shoes up, unlace them, put that helmet behind you, you don't ever want to regret anything. That man was Jim Johnson, one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL, and to this day. So love your brother. Love the man next to you. Because everything you set to accomplish, you got to do it together. It's no I in team. But if you want to be great, make the man next to you greater. Thank you. We had talked about it, and you know, it was one decision that was made by Jeffrey and the organization. And you know, for me, again, like I said in the speech, first of all, it's an honor to be here. You know, when I decided to just retire as an Eagle, I thought it was only fitting. And to be here last year with Brian Dawkins and what they were able to do with Dawk, it was one that I think that was a shoe-in. And for me, it was, you know, it wasn't anything that I was expecting. But, you know, when the decision was made, I mean, what can you say? You know, again, like I talked about, these pictures that you see here in the auditorium are pictures of which you know the Philadelphia Eagles with Reggie, Tom McDonald, you know, Chuck Bednarik. You know, these guys reflect on who a Philadelphia Eagle football player really is. And to have your name mentioned in the likes of those guys is truly an honor.
Derek Gunn, Comcast Sportsnet. In some ways, do you think your career was over-criticized and underappreciated?
Well, as a quarterback, you get criticized no matter what you do anyway. If you win, you didn't throw enough completions. If you lose, you know, it was your fault. That's what you take on. That's the job you take. And I love that, every bit of it. It never bothered me if I got criticized. It never affected anything that I did out on the field. And one thing that I tried to display to my teammates was that it didn't affect me, that I was going to continue to work harder, no matter if we won or lose. So over-criticized, I don't look at it that way. You know, mostly people across the country do. But one thing I will say, playing here in Philadelphia, you know, as a quarterback, you get measured by your wins and losses. And we show won a lot around here.
You received a nice ovation yesterday when you were introduced prior to the practice. You've had kind of a mixed relationship with Eagles fans here. How do you look back upon that relationship?
You know, I look at a relationship just like a marriage. You had some great times, you had some tough times. You know, hey, one thing's for sure, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, I told the fans that I would bring a championship here. My goal was to have that parade down Broad Street. Now, the Phillies did it first, and then they did it again. But, you know, I apologize to the fans because that was my goal. I felt like I let them down. And so the thing for me is I don't regret anything that happened throughout my career here. You know, for the fans, they truly appreciate the effort that I gave and what I gave him out on the field. It's about the product.
Donovan, you expressed some heart when you were traded to Washington. Where are you now in the healing process with that, and how much does this help the retirement of your number?
Well, at times, you go through tough times. You know, if you get traded or if you get cut or they just don't re-sign you, it happens. That's sports. But that's not one that I kind of blow past and don't forget. I mean, it took time, but I was able to get through it. And, you know, hey, we all have a job to do. You know, if it's here, if it's anywhere else. I wanted to retire here, and that's what I'm doing today. But with situations in this league, you just never know.
In watching that film, Donovan, which highlight most resonated with you?
Holding up the NFC Championship, holding that trophy up. You know, that was something that we fought for a couple times. And, you know, that brings back memories of the effort you put in. You know, there were times guys came out to Arizona, we spent a week or two. Guys, we spent time here in Philadelphia. We went out to dinner together, invited each other to each other's houses. It was the bond that we built from 99 on, and it felt like it was weight off of all of our shoulders to finally get it done. And that right there just brought a tear to me, because I haven't watched that game or nor the Super Bowl since. And to see that highlight again brings back special memories.
Donovan, you talked about paving the way. You've had a lot of people paving the way for you and your career. What are your thoughts on some of the young guys coming up here, like Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, and RG3, in terms of what they bring to the game and playing quarterback?
Well, everybody presents something different. And I think it's for not just the quarterbacks, but just the youth in general. Utilize your resources. You know, there are a lot of guys who have paved the way for me, a lot of guys who have done this. You know, communicate with them. Prepare yourself. You know, because if you're just focusing on the next day, then you're not truly focusing on your future. You know, ask questions. Find out what to expect. Find out what's next. You know, because we're all great athletes. But it comes a time when you're just not doing the things that you were doing when you were younger. How are you able to evolve your game? And I think that's very important for the youth, to just communicate with guys who have done it. Now here, I mean, look at the Philadelphia Eagles. You got Trey Thomas, Deuce Staley, you know, guys who have played, who have been in battles. Sit down and talk to them. Just never be afraid to get more information, because it's only going to help.
Donovan, what made you realize you didn't want to play anymore, or it was time to make that next step?
Well, you got to know when it's time. And again, like I just talked about, you know, when you're not able to do the things that you were doing back when you were younger, you know, you got to know the game changes. And for 13 years, you know, the game has continued to evolve. Can you catch up, and can you, you know, play at the pace that they're playing? I felt like I could, but, you know, opportunities weren't there where I wanted it. And so, fortunately, I've had the opportunity to move into TV, to radio, and I had that on the table. You know, I had calls to come in, and guys wanted me to come in and be a backup or whatever it may be, but it just wasn't the right situation. You know, I didn't want to become a one-stop shop. I didn't want to be, you know, part of a rebuilding phase, because as a veteran in this game, rebuilding phase, most vets are on their way out. I got four beautiful kids here. No need to try to travel them all around the country, you know, just so dad can throw a couple footballs. So, you know, I moved into phase two for me, and that was something that I prepared myself for through college, and it was the right decision.
I guess you're probably tired of it. But, you know, when you look back on your career, the day that you were booed at the draft and everything, you look back at your career, is that kind of put the rest in your mind, just the way you perform and the success that you had throughout your career?
Let's put the boo into rest. That was back in 99. That was the beginning of an era. and this is the end. And so I guess that made me stronger as a man, but I don't talk about it until y'all ask the question. Let's just say I made history twice.
Donovan, what do you take away from Super Bowl 39? What do you think of when you remember that Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, the big result is obviously we didn't win. But the thing that stands in my mind is you had 53 men out there putting everything on the line to fulfill a dream. When you step out on that field, playing a Super Bowl as a kid in the backyard, playing King of the Hill, playing flag football, playing tackle on the cement, and then you throw in that last pass, say, this is me in the Super Bowl, throwing a game-winning touchdown or making that big hit, whatever it may be. That was a dream that we all had and we felt. And leading up to that week, that was the best week of my career because it felt like everybody in that locker room could take a deep breath because we made it. Now, it wasn't everything. We didn't put the little sugar on top. We didn't put the cherry on top. We know that. But one thing's for sure that we can say when we're all done and we look back on jerseys or pictures when we were younger and a little slimmer, and well, because I still maintain my sexiness, but we can say we played in a Super Bowl. We've been to five NFC championships. For us, we've been to Pro Bowls. But the thing that sticks out in my mind and probably Dawg and everybody else, when it came to the 2000s, it were only three teams that had a high winning percentage, and we were one of them. That's one thing that nobody can ever take away.
Thanks, Donovan.
Right. Yeah.